are going to turn Jonathan Franzen's novel, The Corrections, into an HBO series. Everybody, the world was excited about that. Great cast. It didn't happen. What did that experience teach you about your, what you can do well or ought to be doing, and what you do less well and shouldn't be doing?
Well, I think the television of it, you know, I mean, it was like, what I guess I left it with a kind of real appreciation for what is distinctly television and what is distinctly movies, you know. And I think sometimes that gets conflated because we're all talking about we're in a golden age of TV, and TV is where more interesting stuff's going, you know, and that's sort of the headline now. But I think what gets lost in that sometimes, or at least I feel now having done it, is that there, it's really a different, it is a different medium, obviously. I mean, it's, and it's ongoing, and it's different than telling something in a, you know, in one shot, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hour, however long your movie is. And I think for me, it was the challenge of looking at something over a long period of time that was ongoing and had no end, where you're just kind of almost like just regenerating story every, for every episode. Not that we got that far, but we thought it all through.
And you just didn't, the idea of that was what? Depressing, terrifying?
I don't know that I appreciated how different it was from
it's not like making a little movie every week?
It wasn't for me. I mean, and I would have shot it differently. I was sort of, I think I shot it too much like a movie. I mean, the real reason I think, you know, we didn't go forward with it, it was beyond its sort of complex. It was too complex, I think, and it was really too expensive for the kind of show it was going to be.
And that's saying a lot for an HBO show.
Yeah, well, but we didn't have, you know, dragons and things. You know, we were
or the 1920s.
Right, right. There was no. It was very, you know, the kind of show that probably, you know, most people would, you know, would do for 2 cents, and we were sort of spending, you know, what Game of Thrones spends.
But, and did it make you think, okay, TV is really not my bag?
In some ways, it did. I think I might be, someday I might think about, if I had an idea for something that was long, you know, I mean, I love like the long Fanny and Alexander, the, you know, or Scenes from a Marriage.
Like,
know,
a limited series kind of thing.
Something that is a movie.
Like, it's an 8-hour movie.
Yeah, that could be interesting. And that's become more a thing now, even than when we did The Corrections, there wasn't that kind of thing. And maybe it would have been better that way. I also think, I mean, I love the book, and John and I were really liked working on it together. I don't know that it's hard to crack it as a you know, it's, I mean, like most great books, kind of don't, you know, really, they don't work as movies, you know. That's for the whole thing of bad books generally make good shows or movies,
or at least not, you know, books,
not literary books.
Yes. I mean, Elmore Leonard, for instance, didn't write bad books, but his books make great movies.
That's very true. No, there's obviously many good movies and books from good books.